have the highlights. So we have operating cash flow, less CapEx here at $2.85 billion, added $1.5 billion to cash. That's fine. So you have a $2.6 billion gap operating income. It's a 15% operating margin. This was not as high as I was expecting. There's something going on here. We're going to take a look. 30% auto gross margin, 29.2% excluding credits. I was expecting, you know, a little higher at 30% record delivery. So let's go ahead and let's dive into a little bit of what's going on here with Tesla's financials. So let's go to their statement of operations here. All right, we're going to dive into some of these numbers here. So we have automotive revenue. That's fine at $15 billion, $15.3 billion. Energy storage, ouch, this was low, right? You have basically $800 million, now it's down to $688 million, so it was cut. Services was higher, that's fine. And then you go down to, total cost of revenues and gross profit, which is $4.8 billion. R&D is $740 million, and then, oh my gosh, selling, general, and administrative was $1.5 billion. Okay, so that's our problem here, right? That's basically $500 or $600 million more than I expected with SG&A. So there's something going on here. And then you have total operating expenses of $2.2 billion, much higher than I expected. So this is where the issue is with Tesla's earnings, right? Interest expense, that's fine. You have other income, that's fine. So income before taxes, tax provision, net income of net income of $2.3 billion. That's where you get, these numbers. All right, so we've got some issues with SG&A, their operating expenses. So let's go ahead, and I wanna go ahead and look at the financial summary. I'm gonna go ahead and go back and forth here, and I'm gonna type in some of the numbers here to show you guys what's going on here. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go to my my numbers, my spreadsheet here, and we're gonna type in some of these numbers here. So we're gonna look at automotive revenues came out to $15.967 billion. Regulatory credits came out to 314. Okay, so far so good, right? Revenue's good, regulatory credits are good. Gross margin is 4.82 billion. So yeah, you know, gross margin was slightly lower than I expected, but that's fine. Total revenues, we had $17,719,000. And then total gross profit was $4.847 million. Total gross profit was a little bit lower than I expected, 27.4%. Operating expenses now. So this is where we get tripped up. So operating expenses is $2.234 billion. My goodness. So if you look at this, I was expecting $1.786 billion. So this is like $500 million more than I expected. So we'll see where that's coming from. Operating margin of 14.7%. That was much lower than I expected. I was expecting 18%. And it's because of operating expenses. Okay, so then you have $2.321 billion for GAAP, and then you have $2.879 billion for non-GAAP. And then actually my numbers are a little bit off here, so 2.54 non-GAAP dilution, and then you have, and then I'm going to go ahead and take a look at their EBITDA numbers here. Because EBITDA is one of those things I think is underappreciated. So here's EBITDA, and I'm going to show you where EBITDA, you can find EBITDA. So if you go to the shareholder letter, go to page 33, you have adjusted EBITDA here. That comes out to 4.090. So we're going to go back to here, and 4.090. Okay, yeah, so that came out to be almost exactly what I was predicting, right? 4.039. So interesting. Net cash provided by operating activities we have this financial summary here. Okay, so 4.585, and then you have capital expenditures of 1.810. That's fine. And then you have cash and cash equivalents of 17.576. Okay, so here's the gist of it right now. What you see is everything is looking fine. The only item is you have about $500 million more than expected in operating expenses. So as long as Tesla can justify that, then I think, you know, we'll have our answer to why, you know, there was this miss here. So, all right. So I want to do after this is I want to look at the outlook here. So let's go to the shareholder letter for a second. So I want to go ahead and see their outlook. All right, so we plan to grow manufacturing capacity as quickly as possible. We expect to achieve 50% annualized growth, right? Annual growth in vehicle deliveries. This is their typical guidance, which is great. They're reaffirming it. Their rate of growth will depend on equipment capacity, operation efficiency, capacity and stability of the supply chain. That's fine. And supply chain has been the main limiting factor, right? And will likely to continue in 2022. So right now, this is all positive. We have sufficient liquidity to fund our product roadmap, long-term capacity expansion plans, and other expenses. So that's fine too. We continue to execute on innovations to reduce the cost of manufacturing operations over time. We expect our hardware-related profits to be accompanied with acceleration of software-related profits. So this is actually really good. This is actually saying that they have software-related profits that are going to be increasing rapidly, accelerating. All right. The pace of production ramps in Austin and Berlin will be influenced by the successful introduction of many new products and manufacturing technologies and new locations, ongoing supply chain related challenges, and regional permitting. We are making progress on the industrialization of Cybertruck, which is currently planned for Austin production subsequent to Model Y. Yeah, so they're saying, yeah, there's going to have some big challenges with Austin and Berlin. They're saying they're not giving any details yet, but, you know, they're saying kind of have moderate expectations. All right, so let's go ahead and, yeah, let's see what Tesla is going to say about this kind of $500 million in extra operating expenses. Like, where is this coming from? Let's take a look. All right, so what I wanted to is, I'll go ahead and kind of skim through this with you guys, and then we'll try to look for this clue of where this $500 million is coming from. All right, 2021 was a breakthrough year for Tesla. There should be no longer be doubt about the viability and profitability of electric cars. Deliveries are up. That's fine. So this is fine. We generated $5.5 billion of GAAP net income and $5 billion of cash flow in 2021. Fine. Our focus shifts to the future. We aim to increase production as quickly as we can. That's good news. Ramping new factories in Austin, Berlin. Maximizing output in Fremont and Shanghai. Yeah, that's great. And it will be determined a lot by their ability, Tesla's ability to add capacity across the supply chain and ramp production. That's fine. FSD software remains one of our primary areas. Software-related profits should accelerate our overall profitability. Now, this is fantastic news. This is the second time that Tesla is mentioning software profits, right? This is a whole new field. FSD is a key component to automotive safety. 2021 is a defining year. We're at very early stages. Yes, I agree with all of that. So we went over this statement here. So yeah, basically the whole thing is, you know, revenues were fine. Gross profit was fine. The whole thing was this number here. This is the key factor, right? Is why do they have $500 million in extra operating expenses? Okay, so we'll go ahead and we'll go into financial summary here. So total revenue grew 65% to 17.7. Okay, that's fine. Growth in vehicles. Operating income improved to $2.6 billion, 14.7% operating margin. That's fine. The profit level was reached while incurring stock-based compensation award of $245 million. This is a little higher than I expected. So maybe that's where some of it came, but yeah, there's got to be something else. And operating income was primarily impacted by the following items. Further vehicle cost reduction, that's fine. Growth in vehicle deliveries, yes. Improved profitability in leasing and service. Increase in SG&A, mainly driven by $340 million of payroll tax on the 2000. Oh, that's where it comes from. Okay, so you have a 300, whoops. You have so you have a $340 million payroll tax. Yikes. Wow, that's unexpected. $340 million payroll tax on Elon Musk's 2012 CEO compensation award. So Elon, right, he exercised all of these, you know, shares, and he had this huge tax bill, but not, I don't know who predicted that Tesla would have a payroll tax bill that they would have to, you know, book for Q4. So this is $340 million. Yeah, so if you take $340 million, this is a one-time expense, and analysts and people should back this out, right? This is just a kind of a freak expense here, $340 million. This is extra expense just this quarter. And then you had this $245 million also, which is should be lowered immensely. So that's, you know, yeah, you've got like almost $600 million in extra expenses, right? That's why EBITDA came out similar, because that reflects more like cash flow. But yeah, they had to book this expense here in Q4. So rising raw material, commodity, logistics, and expedite costs. So yeah, so the cost of goods were slightly higher than I expected. That's why they weren't able to achieve 30% gross margin with excluding regulatory credits, increased warranty and recall costs, okay, to a specific batch of vehicles. So there were some recall costs here. Quarter end, cash and cash equivalents, $17.6 billion. Free cash flow, $2.8 billion. They retired some debt, lease repayments. Okay. Yeah, so everything looks good here. We have an explanation. $340 million was basically a payroll tax, right, for Elon's 2012 stock option exercising. So good news. We found something a reason behind it. Stock is down to what, 916 right now, about minus 20 after hours, which is basically nothing compared to in the bigger light of Tesla, you know, volatility. All right, so here are the operation summary. So yeah, the production was 305, 308, 650. So they added 50 cars here. Delivery solar deployed. So yeah, you had solar storage deployed a little bit lower, right? So you have 1.3 and down to 978. This isn't too concerning to me because it's not prioritized. Like everything is prioritized to the cars because the cars get higher profit, basically gross profit per kilowatt hour. So you're going to prioritize this. And so that's fine to me. No big issues here. Operational summary, total production, 936 deliveries, solar deployed. This is year over year. So yeah, you do see kind of year over year increasing. It's not increasing like storage or solar as much perhaps as some people would like, but that's the reality when you're prioritizing your auto business. And superchargers and mobile, yeah, everything's fine right there. Okay, let's look at vehicle capacity right now. US. So you have California and Texas now, and this Model Y started actually already in late 2021. Fine, that's actually great. And then after final certification of Austin-made a Model Y, we plan to start deliveries to customers. So yeah, it seems like first deliveries will happen in Q1 of this year. Fremont factory achieved record production in 2021. They can extend the capacity beyond 600,000 vehicles. That's great. Shanghai, so production continued to ramp in 2021. And yeah, this was essential to lowering the cost of vehicle, and it continues to be the main export hub. Next, Europe, equipment testing through the vehicle production process started in late 2021. We are still in the process of finalizing the manufacturing permit from local authorities. So this is not good news. They still don't have their final permit. These first vehicles will be used with 2170 cells. Okay, that kind of gives a hint that, you know, Austin will probably be using 4680 cells, probably from the Cato facility in Fremont, but Berlin will start with 2170 cells. That's pretty much what I'm getting from that. So here you have capacity of California, with 100,000 Model S and Xs, and then 500,000, and they think they can ramp further from the 600,000. Then you have Shanghai with 450,000, but they just say greater than, and it's going to be, I think, much greater than that. It's interesting that they're not actually pinpointing the actual number. You have Berlin and Texas. So looking good. This is their capacity, obviously going up with all of that. All right, some more stuff. FSD, the team continued to iterate on FSD beta software, releasing 7 updates throughout the quarter. We increased the number of FSD beta vehicles from a couple thousand to nearly 60,000 vehicles. Wow, that's actually a lot of FSD beta vehicles. I didn't know that there's 60,000. I was hoping that you'll get to 5 or 10,000. But yeah, it's well over that right now. So this is actually positive news that FSD beta is rolling out much faster than people expect. Vehicle software, we released a new user interface. Yeah, it's been fantastic. And a live view of the car's blind spot, which is pretty good. And live view of the cameras, that's fine. Battery and powertrain manufacturing is critical. We're convinced innovation, purpose-driven vehicles and factories would solve cost concerns. Tesla received the highest operating margin across all OEMs. We believe our current projects, including large casting, structural battery pack, 4680 cells, and many others, should help us continue to minimize our product costs. That's fine. All right, energy storage increased by 32% in 2021. Demand remains substantially above capacity growth. Yeah, it's based, and we're building a dedicated Megapack factory to address the growing demand. Again, all cell supply constraints, right? That's what it comes down to. Nothing negative about that. Solar and solar roof. Solar deployments were 345 megawatt hours, increased 65%. We're making further cost improvements to increase profitability. That's fine. And services, yeah, is fine. They're just trying to break even. We looked at the outlook already for, next year. We have some photos here. So we have Fremont factory here, record production. Elon tweeted that, getting people to work to build cars, right, when they have so many other opportunities in Fremont is the big issue. Gigafactory Berlin, you got some graffiti. Gigafactory Berlin quality control, looking good so far. Gigafactory Berlin, the body shop. Yeah, already pumping out cars. Yeah, it's that red tape, it's like the more developed country, it seems like the more red tape some of these countries have. And it's just like, it's a killer thing. You have Gigafactory Berlin with the General Assembly. This is good. So it seems like, they're ready to pump out cars and sell them. It's just, they need the final approval. Here's Gigafactory Texas. This is how it really looks. I actually just stopped by a couple weeks ago and it does look like that. You have Gigafactory Texas General Assembly. So yeah, look at these cars. They're actually making cars. So this is good news. Gigafactory Paint Shop, Texas, looking good. Gigafactory Texas attaching seats to a structural battery pack. Nice, we got a structural battery pack. And then you have Gigafactory Shanghai, the exterior looking good. Gigafactory Shanghai, General Assembly. It's pretty cool to see just kind of multiple factories on multiple continents. This is, Tesla's next evolution step. You have the Tesla Semi, some trucks for them, looking pretty sweet here. You have their profitability graph. I guess it's annualized, right? Or on an annual basis, right? And you'll see, 2021 is a big breakout, and you'll see that probably increase significantly over time with operating leverage. You have US metrics, you have vehicle deliveries, obviously trending up per quarter, over 300,000 per quarter. You have operating cash flow and free cash flow trending up, and then net income and stuff trending up. All right, past 12 months, almost 1 million vehicles, deliveries. Cash flow is going up. You have like almost $12 billion there. Think about it. You have EBITDA at $4 billion in one quarter. That's a $16 billion EBITDA run rate. Tesla is bringing in the cash. Statement of operations, we went over that. The balance sheet, we have pretty much, current assets, $17.5 billion, mostly. That's in cash, basically. Looking good. Everything else is looking good. You have some gap, figures. That's, doing that, and some reconciliation numbers. All right. Yeah. Overall, let's look at Tesla's stock price, which to me I'm not too concerned about. But we have Tesla, basically a relatively muted report, and this is my angle, is that, it wasn't a terrible report, because if you factor in that $345 million, right, in payroll tax, if you back that out, then Tesla has, actually delivered pretty good profits. And so I think the market right now is saying, hey, sure, the numbers didn't surprise us on the upside, but they didn't disappoint us if we back out this payroll tax. So you don't see a huge hit, but again, it's one of those things. Like this is one of those quarters where you have the surprise expense, and it kind of like you know, maybe sucks out a little bit of that, you know, kind of big surprise. And but the thing is, as I shared before, one of the big risks with Tesla is that they do so well in a quarter that it kind of, the expectations get ahead of themselves, right? If Tesla would have reported 18% operating margin, operating right profits, over $3 billion operating profits this quarter, they would have had these crazy expectations and they would have to fulfill and meet them, right? But because of this like one-time expense and their operating expenses kind of trending a little higher than expected, you know, now it's this question mark of like, yeah, there's a little bit less expectations going forward. It reduces the risk a little bit. So I'm actually kind of happy that, you know, they didn't blow it out of the water completely. I would have been more happy if they did, but I'm saying it's not all that straightforward, right? It's not that, it's not really a clear disappointment. So let's take a final look at this income statement here. So we have deliveries. Revenues came out, you know, pretty much in line. Margins were slightly lower. We know that than I expected. We know that there was increased costs. That's fine. So everything was fine. Like the gross profit was basically $4.85 billion, which is fine. And then you have this, these operating expenses, which came up really high, like $500 million more. And we know it's a combination of the payroll tax, which is like $325 million or $45 million. And then you had, you know, some of the CEO 2008 package expense in there as well. And then you have income, which is lower. But then, okay, let's do some math here. Okay, so if we go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and do this, and I'm gonna basically say, okay, what if we took out, what if we took this number, the operating expenses, but we took out, I think it was 325 or so, plus let's take out another 150 for their the 2018 compensation plan. So if you look at this, if we just lower their expenses, you know, then you're back up to a 17.4% operating margin, and then you go ahead and you're back up, and then everything else changes, right? I don't want to work out all the numbers here, but yeah, and then you have a $3 billion operating profit just if you back out those numbers, right? But again, if you take this number here and you put it back here, it changes the operating profit to $2.6 billion. The operating margin goes down. Now it's more in line with last quarter, but that's not really accurate because it's a one-time expense. So yeah, I think this type of quarterly report, in my opinion, it needs more explanation from Zach Kirkhorn on the conference call. This is one situation where I think you kind of have to reserve some of your conclusions, and you have to say, okay, the big question mark is everything else was in line, right? You have slightly higher expenses, which, you know, they didn't break the 30% gross margin excluding operating regulatory credits. That's fine. But the big question right now is, give us more detail on operating expenses, right? Sure, we got the payroll tax, but were there other things that are added into this operating expense that's going to trend operating expenses higher than normal in the future as well, right? So I want some guidance on operating expenses, right? And the reason is because I have operating expenses like this quarter at $1.8 billion and then trending up $1.92 billion, $2.1 billion and $2.2 billion in 2002. I basically have it up 6% per quarter. I want to know what the starting point is, right? Is there any kind of extra kind of ambitious ramping of operating expenses that they had? And this is gonna affect operating margin as well. So yeah, I wanna know some guidelines or some details from Zach in the conference call. I think that's gonna be important. Otherwise, to be honest, like this report is actually pretty fine. I mean, it's showing they have good gross margins decent operating, you know, margins without that one-time expense, and everything looks pretty good. It sets up, you know, the conference call where Elon will be on the conference call. Last thought here, I wish Tesla would have guided that they would have a payroll tax bill for Elon Musk's stock option exercise. If they would have just guided a number, then you would have the expectation that these numbers would be a little bit lower, right? The profit. And then it probably would have been a different reaction to the stock, but that's fine. All this stock reaction is actually just today's, like this moment's reaction, right? And I think it's going to pass in a week or two. We're going to, you know, start focusing more on, you know, Tesla's fundamentals anyways. All right. So here's the rest of today. What I'm going to be doing is I'll do a quick video summarizing this shareholder letter, the earnings. And then after the conference call, which is at 5:30 Eastern time, you can check out Tesla's website or YouTube channel for that. I'll do another video summarizing that. And then later tonight, I'll be doing an interview with Rob Maurer. We're going to go over this, try to, you know, dissect this, figure out, you know, what's going on in terms of the operating expenses and how we can maybe project forward, you know, what's going on with Tesla's income statement. Overall, though, hope you guys are doing well. And yeah, thanks. And we'll guys see you in my next video.